Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday broadcast, of course, December the 30th. And I thank you for listening today, Brother Ricky Cawthorn, along with you. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be on the radio all these years. And now, of course, we're ending up another calendar year. And I praise the Lord for being on this year, all the stations that we're on this year. And, you know, we didn't get to add any new stations in 2025. I think we just maintained what we had. Maybe we dropped one but on the 30-minute side. But I hope in 2026 we can add some new stations. I'm wanting to go into some inner cities. The door's open for the gospel. Now, you may think that it ain't. And you may think that we're living in an hour and people don't want to hear the gospel. But there is a remnant out there that does want to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a remnant out there that will be saved. And when the last one's saved, the Lord will take us home to heaven. And I'm looking forward to the day when we get to go to heaven, ain't you? I praise the Lord for that. So I hope you'll help me. Maybe we can get the last one saved and the rapture will come on. Amen. And I hope your churches will get behind me next year and take us on for support and help us. If every fundamental Bible preaching church under the sound of my voice would take GBI on just for $25, $50 a month, you'd be amazed for a week ago what we could do for the glory of God. Friend, I'm not in radio for Ricky Cawthorn. I mean, physically and all that, I could do other things. I mean, in you know, the old flesh, but I love radio. This is what God's called me to do. But I'm not in it for money. If I want to make money, I'd go doing something else. But I do this because I love people and because the Lord put me here, and I want to be a help to you in this day. We're preaching a message this week entitled Good Gifts of God, and I enjoyed this message. It's R487. If you want it, we'll send it to you on CD, or we can email it to you, and just put today's date on there if you want to, if you can't remember the R number, but it's 487. Now, our Father, as we look into the message on this Tuesday, will you let the Word of God have free course, and Lord, save that sinner that's nearest tail today. Have your will your way. And we love you in Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen. All right, and I thank you for listening. We're going to go to the message now. And you tell a friend and neighbor about our radio broadcast, if you would, please. And we'll go to that message and hope that it will be a real blessing to you on this Tuesday. Gave his only begotten son. Amen. God gave the best heaven had for my sin. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. God gave me a good gift. God gave me salvation for my hope. Let me ask you a question today. Is your hope in salvation? Is your hope in Jesus Christ? Now, some folk are trusting in an emotional experience. Now, some folk are trusting in some vision they've seen. Listen, friend, you better not trust any of that stuff. You better trust what this Bible says. You're a sinner. You're on your way to hell. What God's asked you to do is bow your head and ask Him to save you. If you have never asked Jesus Christ to save you, you are not saved. And listen, you're not going to heaven. Can I tell you that? I'm trying to be as plain with you on the radio. God bless me and help me to be plain with people. And to be just give it to you as plain as I can on the radio and give it to you plain. Listen, you must ask the Lord to save you. And when you ask the Lord to save you, God gives you this hope that He promised before the world began. Now, God knew that He was going to the cross. Jesus knew He was going to die. And by the way, that word God there is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I'm sure it is in the book of Genesis. And so God promised that. By the way, Jesus Christ, I believe, made a promise to the Father before the world ever began that there would be eternal life. You see, there would not be any eternal life had Jesus not decided to go to Calvary. And Jesus could have said no. He said, I'm able right now to call my Father to send 12 legions of angels. One man preached a sermon on the prayer that Jesus never prayed. And Jesus could have prayed. He said, I can pray to my Father. I can pray to Him and I can get 12 legions of angels. They can take me off this cross, what He was saying. Ain't you glad He didn't pray that prayer? Thank God He didn't pray that prayer. Amen. And we have salvation for our eternal hope. Do you realize you're going to live forever if you're saved? You know, people say, well, preacher, I get a little older, and I think about dying more, and I do. I think as you get older, you think about the end of life more. You know, I started thinking about dying more when my mom and my daddy died. I mean, my daddy died, it changed everything. It just changed things in our home. It changed things in our life. In our family, it changed things in our family. And then when my mama died, it really changed things again. And I think about dying more so now. Now, I don't want to go leave my wife. I don't want to. I don't want to leave my work that God's given me to do. But there will come a day I will die. And let me say this to you. I'm saved by the grace of God. And I might go under the surgeon's knife and never wake up. I might go into a coma. I might be in a car accident. I might have cancer. I don't know how that I'm going to die. Nobody knows how you're going to die. Nobody knows that. But I know this. I know this. I'll wake up in glory. I have eternal life. That is as real to me as eating a meal. Lord willing, this afternoon, sometime later today, I plan to eat supper somewhere, some way, somehow. I plan to eat supper. Amen. I don't know what my wife's got planned. I hadn't talked with her about it today, but I plan to eat supper. And as real to me as eating supper, and believe me, eating supper is real to me. Amen. And it's real to some of you, right? Amen. Is that right? Amen. Boy, you like me. You like to eat, don't you? I do. I ain't going to lie about it. I like to eat. Amen. But here's the deal. As real as that is, let me tell you what is even more real. The fact that when I leave this world, I am going to heaven. No ifs, no ands, and no buts about it. Amen. Listen, friend, it ain't what I do to be saved. I'm not keeping myself saved. I'm not working to go to heaven. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. I'm working because I'm going to heaven. God has given me salvation for my hope. Number two, God has given me not only salvation for my hope, but God's given me a song in my heart. How about that? When I got saved, I mean the day I got saved, the night I got saved, January 22nd, 1978, was on a Sunday night. The next day I went to school, Miss Hutchison's fifth grade class in Rhonda Kleeman Elementary School, Rhonda, North Carolina. I went to school. You know, under my breath, I don't remember what the teacher taught us that day. I don't remember what we ate for lunch that day. But I do remember this. I learned this old song. Since I heard about a better home, I would leave this old world with all it owns. Amen. I mean, listen, I'm just saying to you, amen, I learned a song. Amen. I mean, God put a song. Now there's some people who can't sing. Amen. There's some people that can sing. And those that can sing ought to sing. Those that can't sing should not sing. Amen, I guess. But there's a song in my heart. I have written songs. I've sung songs for years. I love to sing. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love to sing songs. Amen. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. I love to sing it, don't you? I love to sing them old songs. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Do you have a song in your heart? Amen. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Do you have a song in your heart? Do you? Amen. I mean, listen, you may not carry a tune in the bucket. You may have a hole in your bucket, but can you have a song? Listen, when God saved me, He put a song in my heart. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves, that's believers. You see, we're to sing to each other. Did you know speaking? Listen, by the way, you ought to sing a song that speaks to people. Now, this old beat, bang, crash stuff, it don't speak to anybody. Amen. You'll say, well, preacher, that rock gospel. Sir, there is no such creature as rock gospel. Amen. There's a fella gave an illustration the other day. I thought it was really good. I'm going to give it right here because I like it. I heard this illustration the other day about this contemporary music movement, and I'm going to give it to you. Now, I want to show you how foolish rock gospel. There's no such thing as that. By the way, it's either rock or it's gospel. Amen. You studied the word where rock and roll came from. Study that. Amen. A fellow said it'd be like this. He said it'd be like me going down to the bank and meeting my banker and saying to her, ma'am, I need to borrow $10,000. And she said to me, well, all right. She said, now, what do you want it for? He'd say, well, it really ain't none of your business. She'd say, well, sir, if I'm going to loan to you, I need to kind of, well, all right. He said, people in the church going to take a missions trip, and I'm going to give it to them. And said, we're going to do it, you know, let them go on this mission trip. She said, okay. She said, well, what collateral do you have? I mean, you know, do you have money in the bank? He said, well, duh, if I had money in the bank, I wouldn't be asking you for it. And he said, ma'am, I need $10,000, and I need it right now. And she said, well, sir, you got to go through the process. He said, process nothing. I've got to have the money right now. So he said, I pulled out a 357. I pointed at her. I said, look, lady, I want the money right now. And she kind of gasped and looked shocked and says, preacher, that's stealing. He says, I know, but it's Christian stealing. Now, friend, you say, let me tell you something. There ain't no such thing as rock gospel music. I want you to understand that. There's no such thing as some of this contemporary music that the people sing like their own drugs, and they want to sing it real soft, amen, like the world does, and imply, amen, the worldly beat. Now, you know, I know some of y'all don't like that. But friend, when I got saved, God gave me a song. Amen. I just love to sing. Amen. God put a song in my heart. Amen. One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. The light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the tempter's pyre is broken. When Jesus comes, the clouds are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with singing. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Amen. I love to sing. Do you like it? I mean, when you got, by the way, one of the biggest times God will ever put a song in your heart's right after a trial. Hey, have you ever studied, by the way, I didn't read that verse, Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. I want to make melody in my heart to the Lord, don't you? Now, did you know some great songs come right after a trial? Psalm number 40. Now, we use this as salvation, but the context of the scripture is a man going through a horrible trial. And in verse number 3, well, friend, we come to the end of the Tuesday radio broadcast for December 30th. Remind you, if you want a copy of this message, it is available on CD, or we can email it to you. It's R487, or Good Gifts of God, or just put today's date, December 30th, and we'll know what it is. All right. Our mailing address, The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. May God bless you until tomorrow's broadcast. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who
fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine, to the hungry.